Very special guest joining us in here from Jefferson City this morning. He is Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, and good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you all so much for having me on. I got to say, this is a dream come true. Having grown up listening to KWWR, I feel like I finally made it in the world getting to be on your show, so thanks for having me on.
Well, we're certainly excited to have you in here this morning. You're not far from here. I believe you live in Montgomery County, is that correct?
Yep. My wife and kids and I live in Montgomery County, so we're right next door. I used to be an assistant prosecuting attorney in Warren County, which is part of the 12th Circuit, that's Audrain, Montgomery, and Warren. So been to the courthouse here in Mexico several times, and certainly have a lot of friends here in Audrain County.
Well, we wanted to bring you in here this morning to talk about a couple of things. I wanted to start off with the Grain Belt Expressway and the Tiger Connector Spur. I know it's impacting a lot of people, and we've heard from a lot of landowners here at Mixed Country 96 and KXCO about that. You're kind of supporting some legislation from Senator Josh Hawley. If you'll tell us a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, certainly. Well, let me start with the premise that the Constitution exists to protect us from the government. And we have certain rights that are given to us by God, not man, that are enshrined and codified in that Constitution. And I am going to stand up and fight for individual landowners and personal property rights, private property ownership. And what we see is that these out-of-state cultural elites want to come in and take our land to pad their pockets, and that doesn't benefit the state of Missouri. So that is bad policy, and we need laws that prevent it. In 2005, the United States Supreme Court handed down a decision that expanded the use of eminent domain nationally. It blew up what the concept of eminent domain was, and that case was wrongly decided. And so from the Attorney General's office, we're going to look for opportunities for a test case to fight back and try to reset the conversation. That was a 5-4 decision in 2005. It was a narrow majority that wrongly decided that case, and I think that there's been enough turnover on the court, and we've had enough bad experience with the bad decision that we can get a better outcome from the court.
All right. We're going to keep our eye as this progresses forward for sure. One other thing that I really wanted to talk to you about this morning, too, was our hospital situation. We kind of got some news last week, not good news for the Mexico Hospital, that the current owners trying to reopen were putting it at a pause. They had laid off some folks, and the situation that how we have gotten here has been, some former owners of there, it's alleged that they didn't pay their employees, alleged that they had taken out taxes and didn't pay that in as well. I'm wondering if you can kind of speak to that situation here this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to protect Missouri consumers from fraudulent transactions and deceptive practices. And we do that across a spectrum of different issues. And certainly, we launched an investigation into this hospital for that very reason. There are working Missouri families that are hurting because of the abuses that occurred. And so we're going to make sure to fight back, to do everything we can to find restitution for them. And I'll tell you that these investigations are complex. They take time. We had demanded certain documentation. And once we obtain that documentation, it takes time to go through tens of thousands of pages of documents. We realized we needed to request additional documents. So the investigation is ongoing, and we're not going to let up. We're not going to stop until we root out any wrongdoing and hold wrongdoers accountable.
I know that you probably can't put a time frame on that. You said that it is progressing. Do you have folks in mind that you are looking to litigate, or can you say anything about that?
Unfortunately, the laws don't allow me to discuss an open investigation any further than I have, but I'll tell you, I've been in contact with Representative Hayden. And I know he is on top of this, and he is certainly helping us frame the issue and understand and fill in gaps in the information. And so really grateful to Representative Hayden and his partnership in helping us move this investigation forward. And we understand that there are working Missouri families here in central Missouri that are hurting because of what happened. And we're going to do everything we can as quickly as we can to find justice.
Well, I appreciate those updates. Any other big things you want to tell us about this morning here?
You know, we're going to be we're going to the United States Supreme Court in March on a case where we've uncovered government censorship on big tech social media platforms. Folks will remember back in 2020 when all of a sudden American voices were being silenced, booted off of shadow banned, deplatformed from social media platforms. And that was being done at the demand of the federal government. And we uncovered that through the use of our lawsuit, and we were able to obtain a preliminary injunction to put a stop to it. We're now going all the way to the United States Supreme Court to fight for our free speech. And this matters to Missourians, because we have the right to say and hear what we please, absent government censorship, without any kind of government censorship. That's the tradition of free, fair, and open debate in a democratic society. And so it's worth fighting for. I'm excited to be leading that effort at the United States Supreme Court, and we'll bring home a win.
I'm curious to ask you while I have you here. Whenever you were growing up, what was your favorite crime show, TV, the show that you watched?
Yeah, it's got to be Law & Order. I loved Law & Order. My grandfather had worked at a sheriff's department, and so he used to take me to court with him and watch him testify. So I grew up knowing I wanted to be a prosecuting attorney and work with the police to hold wrongdoers accountable. You know, like I said, it was a dream come true to get to be a prosecutor in the 12th Circuit here in Warren County. And, you know, we have 22 prosecutors on staff, hundreds of years of prosecutorial experience at the Attorney General's office. We prosecute numerous high-level dangerous felons every year. We got 19 jury verdict convictions last year alone. We had 35 guilty pleas. We defended 400 convictions at the appellate court level all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. So we are very active deploying resources across the state to work with the police and local prosecutors to hold wrongdoers accountable. I'm really proud of that effort.
Well, I certainly appreciate you making the trip down here today. We're going to stay in contact with you and do some more interviews with you in the future, but we are super excited to have you here in the studio this
morning. I appreciate you guys. Have me back on, will you?
We will, for sure.